And do react. Do react. If you want to react, react. We are not trying to discipline the mind, you see, because if you want to discipline the mind, you have to use your mind to discipline the mind. You see, we don't want to play that game. If you want to react, react. But just do a stop meditation, as I say, and see what happens to your reaction.
I think I used to understand the stop meditation.
It takes a lot of beating to do. Yeah. It really does.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Because when you say stop, if you're so conditioned, you can react, you can interpret it as an action on my mind to stop. You see what I mean? But just little by little, am I understanding that it's not about that?
You see, she just talked, and I didn't, I don't know what she said at all.
Just now.
None. Are you done? What did she say? How many of you read it? I was just trying to demonstrate. I didn't mean to be impolite about you. But I was trying to demonstrate that when you learn to stop meditation, stop the art of living, what happens, then you become the charioteer.
The what?
The charioteer. The one that has the horses under control.
Okay.
It's not the horses that takes you places. It's you taking your horses where it needs to go. Right? Or did you?
I was practicing.
You didn't hear it then, right?
No, you hear it. You just—it doesn't matter to you. You are so much in your state of being. We're not blocking. Remember, guys, we're not blocking. We are aware of our being at that time.
So we're having a conversation, and I'm zoning out, but I hear every word he's saying. Is that basically what I'm doing?
Zoning out.
I'm listening, but I'm not either.
Okay, when you're zoning out, you're being with your own thoughts.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
No, I mean, I'm just like, and I'm not like one way or the other. And he's like, you're not even listening. Well, yeah, I heard every word you said. But I was just, I don't think I'm doing. I mean, I'm.
No. Well, I hate to say this is not bad at all, because I might be misunderstood here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good practice. It's not it. It is not it at all. But that's stop meditation is closest to what you have to say.
Okay.
We don't zone it out so much as it is, we don't look.
I don't give it credence.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take it on.
You just, it's like my thoughts is showing me these. I could look at it like this and react to it, and just look at me, and this comes, I'm like this, silent, still. The closest I can say is not zoning out and being still, being really vigilantly still.
Is it like no emotional interaction, no emotional reaction?
No, belongs to the body and mind, what you're saying. No, it is not that. It is, by practice, you will make a mistake and then you will know. But as Sylvia could testify, and as those of you that have done it, you will know because it brings you joy. It is not a place of no emotion. It's a place of bliss. That's how you know you're doing it right. There is a contact that is replacing your reading your story. Minding the business of being beautiful. You're getting it. Now, don't expect that tonight you will know. Just the fact that there was an arrow shoot at your consciousness, if you hear it more and more, this is why everything is repeated here, because it's like a shell, it opens. I mean, for you it could be jabbering or might not, but it, or for some of us in the first, but something inside says, wait a minute, I think that sounds good. I don't know how to do it, but that sounds good. And then you hear it again and it opens more, opens more, opens more, if you help it. It opens more to the point that when I'm looking at you or you're looking at me, there is a silent communication.
Okay, so I have a question. You say you feel forced to practice this every day, and it's not like you're training your mind, it just instantly it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Do it every day, and every day you do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. What is the long-term consequences of that? What's going to happen in 5 years or whatever?
What is the good thing or law? Because there is no law. The good thing.
Uh-huh.
The good thing. What happens is, like I was saying, you become the charioteer. In other words, the mind does, you become like a lubricated, it might take more than 5 years. The body becomes like a lubricated duck. Duck. It doesn't need to be lubricated. It's like a duck. You're in the water, but the water does not penetrate you. You are in the world, but the world is not of you. Then you become eternally, it's not successful, I want to say. You land in the right place at the right time. You will have better equanimity.
Life occurs spontaneously.
Huh?
Life occurs spontaneously.
Life occurs spontaneously. Like there are a lot of people that want a child, they want a husband, they want a home, they want this and that. And the more they look at their lack, the farther their goal becomes. Because is the universe is with your universe is within your own mind. So when you create this distance, so when you sit in the center of your being, since everybody shares your own being as God being omnipresent, every good comes to you. Do you follow how this is logically even comprehensible?
Something you said.
Logically even comprehensible.
Something you said one other time too, is you said you can engage in. See, how did you put it? You said something about just be and exist.
And then be
first,
this and that.
And then
be this and that.
Yes.
And
then
now. First be, and then be this or that. Now, the reverse of this is humanity. We try to be a doctor, lawyer, a bum, a plumber, a housewife. I never understand this word. You know, dishwasher, a this, and then we want to be a mother, a father, a sister, a friend, without knowing who we are and how to be. That's why things are not in a state of perfection. We can never be a good mother this way. We can never be a good wife this way, because first we didn't know how to be. At best, we can be tolerable. So first we have to learn the art of being, which is living in that stillness of stop. And then from that you will be the best wife, the best husband, the best doctor. No doctor that I know around is really sincerely a doctor. They are there for money, they are there for a bigger home, they are there for this and that. It's like the humanity has gone out of a lot of doctors. Why? Because the title meant more than a state of being. When a person wants to be a better wife than the neighbor, it's a disaster. Because it loses itself in the title rather than working from the state of being.
John Donne, life, 'tis an endless quest. Throw away those barren leaves and let nature be your guide.
That's so sweet. Yes. Another up result of that 5 years that we were talking about, the expansion of your own consciousness through the less activity of your mind. the less activity you have in your conscious, in your mind, the less activity, the more this picture fade away. As the more these pictures fade away, your consciousness expand, and the inner guru, the inner teacher, will be your light. You see, right now the mind is more.
You know, it's truly amazing when she asks what the outcome. What's absolutely amazing, the short time that I've been coming, is that just by being and sometimes doing nothing, you know, it's like everything just kind of comes to you.
Yes, yes, because
it
you
just
go
happens.
Back. That's right. You go back to the to your closest to your nature. In that nature, instead of your thoughts creating your life, the spirit creates on it, draws on it. And it's, whatever spirit does is nothing but perfection. Or whatever your real self does is nothing but perfection. So how arrogant we go on our own way with our limited knowledge, try to be somebody and know something.
Just be. It's amazing. It will come.
Yes. Because it's the nature of that space is abundance.
Yes.
It's just that when we close it up, we wonder why, how do we close it up? By living by the power of the mind and the strength of the body, replacing this, which is limited. It is born and it dies. This doesn't die. It was never born. So what are we relying on here? How foolish is this? Logically, it makes sense.
See, this is the crux of all life, okay? Where we sell our souls and where we're born and sold. Your life, it need not be a quest. Because with the trust meditation, whatever you want, you get anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's getting more
he
and more charming
it.
Every time.
He got it, and there was no however.
No but.
No but.
No, we shoot him and then but. Yeah, we shoot you in the butt a couple of times. You don't have it anymore.
It's hard.
All night he has done it.
I know.
I think he's conquered.
Hallelujah.
He's the chariot.
Yes.
Did you not need that piece of paper to wipe?
if he's going to think of it tomorrow, that's the only thing, piece of paper he can think about. Is comes from the spirit. Now, any question, any doubt that needs to be erased before you leave and coward mind comes and gyps it away from you? Good, very good, very good. Don't expect yourself to be an expert. Eons of lifetime, we didn't do that. Have patience and extraordinary vigilant to do it. And it would be a drip, drip, drip. But before you know it, the bucket is full. Even though it's a drip at a time. If you have any question, when we come back in 2 weeks, ask. I encourage question because it brings something out of me that normally would not be disclosed. Disclosed? Yes. Was it good for you?
Very.
Good. I like to sing a couple of songs for Hans tonight because he's sitting in the middle and he's our guest.